Ian Scholes, over the weekend, I bestirred myself to leave the house, take a bus, pay for a ticket, sit down in a movie theater, and watch Cowboys and Aliens. I'm no professional movie critic, but I found it to be a very satisfying cinematic experience, even though it was indeed what the kids call a mashup. There are cowboys, and Indians, and creepy aliens. Daniel Craig looked pretty good when he got all dusty and everything, and Harrison Ford looked like he was having a lot of fun for a change. Walton Goggins was in it. Who doesn't love Walton Goggins? And Keith Carradine, and Sam Rockwell, and Clancy Brown, and the creepy aliens had these little hands that come out of their stomachs. As I say, it met and exceeded any expectation I had of a movie called Cowboys and Aliens. I guess it was a flop at the box office, though. I'm kind of surprised by that, especially with some of the critical responses to it, that it took itself too seriously, that it failed to revitalize either the Western or Space Invader genres, that it was incoherent and unbelievable. Could a horse really overcome a spaceship? Come on! And people don't like Westerns. People don't like Alien Invader movies. I can't speak to any of that. I would point out that the Smurf movie is apparently a hit, however. Who in his right mind would want to see a movie about Smurfs, unless they're being torn to pieces by aliens? Rise of the Planet of the Apes is also a hit. I don't get that at all. I have fond memories of the first version with Roddy McDowall as the guerrilla rebel leader. Okay, this one has Andy Serkis, the guy who did Gollum and King Kong. He's pretty good at bringing nuance to motion capture acting, though I'm not sure that's a compliment. Having seen him die horribly in the horrible remake of King Kong, I'm not sure I'm prepared to see him as another conflicted ape. Tom Schoen says that the movie is a stunner, a majestically imagined science fiction of genuine moral force. Comic and blogger Dennis Perrin says some reviewers compare the new Apes film to Spartacus, both of which feature slave revolts. Apes is more radical. It targets big pharma, animal abuse, and human arrogance. In Apes, we're the violent aliens. We have it coming. Well, geez, this is something new. Most every monster movie ever made takes as its premise that monsters either are made or caused to prosper by human arrogance. Even Starship Troopers, another one of my guilty favorites, dismissed by many critics as a fascist fantasy, made it pretty clear that there never would have been any trouble with the giant bugs if we just left them alone. So anyway, a CGI gorilla movie that's basically a rethink of Viva Zapata is really not my cup of tea. Plus, it looks like the movie climaxes with a huge pitched battle on Golden Gate Bridge. Where would you find an army of primates in San Francisco? There's some gorillas at the zoo, but they never seemed very warlike to me. And they didn't have little hands that come out of their stomach. I don't think. I gotta go.